Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good morning, colleagues. Our delegation also welcomes new colleagues joining the city family. And we also joined the United States in commemorating the life of former President Mikhail Gorbachev. I would like to thank you, Mr. President, your team, and the Secretariat for the work you have done in preparing the draft final report that has been circulated. We believe it represents a strong foundation for our deliberations. We are grateful to you and the Secretariat for circulating the proposed amendments by the Canadian delegation to all delegations of the CD. We were inspired by the comments made by the distinguished delegate of Cuba during our last discussion in the CD. It is my recollection that the Cuban delegation held the view that it should be possible to reflect the views expressed by delegations in a factual manner in the report. Along those lines, we are of the view that the language on gender in the CD should be strengthened to give the readers of the report a bit more substantive information pertaining to our discussions on this issue in the CD, and to guide them to the appropriate procès verbal if they would like to have more information. We are thankful to those delegations that have already expressed their support for our proposed amendments. In the same spirit, we also support the amendments proposed by the delegation of Ukraine. We believe that the issues noted by Ukraine need to be reflected in the report for the CD to demonstrate that it lives in the real world and is aware of the security context as suggested by the ambassador of China. Thank you, Mr. President.